Care Coach's Insight continues. We're talking Atchison Boys Hoops now with head coach Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health. The Atchison High Phoenix are still undefeated, a perfect 9-0. They've climbed to the number 2 spot in the rankings in the state in Class 4A, and that's because they won the Tonganoxie Invitational. We had talked about the opening round win over Christ Prep last week, but Coach, you beat Wamego 54-42, and then top Metro Academy in the championship Saturday 65-59. You were hoping and prepared to get a couple challenges, a couple games that would push you, and it looks like you definitely got that, but your team responded with wins in that Tongi tournament last week.
Absolutely. No, we definitely got challenged, and we knew we would. I mean, Wamego is a very good program. They've got a lot of tradition, a lot of history. Those kids have won a lot, you know, whether it's in other sports or in basketball, but they were going to come out and give us a good fight. We knew that was coming, and surely it was, and they played really well against us. But we found ways. We had to find ways to win differently. You know, we've kind of been on this super highway throughout the year, but they forced us to kind of take the back roads, I guess, if you will, and find different ways to win, in particular taking care of the basketball, you know, playing half court, having to execute in the half court. So those different things, which we needed to see. And then the game against Metro Academy, they've got just so much skill. They're highly skilled. You know, they play at 5A, 6A, Kansas, Missouri schedule. So that was a big win for us.
No doubt. And the other thing I was going to ask is you talk about making some adjustments and playing a little bit differently. Talk about your defense. I mean, you know, because you were scoring 80, 90 points a game there for quite a while. And, you know, to only score 54 but beat Wamego by double digits, I think says a lot about how your defense is playing maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we played. You know, we had some mistakes that gave them some runouts in the fourth quarter that we'll need to fix, but we had held them to 24 points through three. So I felt, and then they had to press and come get us and do things like that. But yes, I think that we're playing very solid defense right now. We still need to get better on some things, but I think, we're doing a pretty good job of communicating and identifying, you know, certain actions that are happening within a team's offense. And, they're doing a pretty good job with that.
You got a lot of great. Your guards, yeah.
Especially our guards, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. You got a lot of great players on your team, Coach, but Jeter Purdy, one of those, and it was pretty cool to see him recognized with the MVP of the Tonganoxie tournament. So tell me about what Jeter meant to your team and some of his games there last week.
Well, I mean, he does things completely. He's a scorer, and that's pretty known if you look at the stats throughout the state. But he's also an excellent rebounder. He seldom turns the ball over. And, he shares the basketball as well, too. So, yeah, he had a pretty good weekend. I thought our team as a whole, you know, from statistically speaking, had a good weekend. And that includes Eric Smith played well along with Zamar Hernandez, Trey Carter, and then Jaden and Jay-Z coming, you know, alternating that fifth spot. I thought I gave him some really good minutes, too.
You got some big games coming up. Jeff West, a non-league opponent, of course, here this week. And then the big game on Monday, and it's going to be a home game, as it turns out, but your first of two meetings against Highland Park. I know we were hyping that game early in the year, but it doesn't look like there's any time for a letdown for your team with the way your schedule's shaping up here and a lot of big games here in the next week.
We've got quite a patch coming that starts this Friday. I mean, we're looking at 8 games in the matter of 2.5 weeks. So, and Highland Park is, right there on Monday. Jeff West, we have a lot of respect for. They do a lot of good things. They're very good at what they do offensively. They run their stuff well. They do a lot of surprise traps. So a lot of things we got to be ready for. So I'm really not looking at Highland Park yet. That's just the nature of a coach and certainly my nature is that right now my focus is on Jeff West. And then probably about Saturday morning, then that will turn to Highland Park.
Well, Coach, keep it rolling, man. It's been a great season. Your team, a lot of fun to watch and having a lot of success. Thanks for your time, and keep it rolling. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you for your coverage.
Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison High Phoenix, and the Locker Room Chats Coach's Insight program here on CARE is brought to you by Amberwell Health.